The readings of today are wonderful reminders for all of us. When I was preparing for this moment, I keep on waking up early, and my wife keeps on asking me, why do you have to get up too early? I need a quiet of the morning. Because this is my first homily since almost 14 years ago. So the words of the second reading of today coming from Paul is significant to me. In fear and trembling, I come to you. Not to proclaim words of great wisdom, but hopefully to share the Spirit that moves us all. Our gospel today, coming from Matthew, proclaims the words, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Let your works shine before men so that they could see you and give glory to our God and Father. A mandate coming from the Lord, the Christ, Jesus himself. The biblical scholars who look unto this passage said this, that this is part of that great Sermon on the Mount. Christ went up the hill and spoke to his disciples. The words of the Sermon on the Mount is very familiar to a lot of us. However, it is also said by these scholars that truly Christ might not have delivered this whole Sermon on the Mount because Matthew took a literary device to put all what he believed are the teachings that the disciples of his time need to hear and need to pay attention to. And part of it is the line that says, salt of the earth, light of the world. Now for us, as we hear these words, we look at the two words, salt and light. Why did Christ choose these words to speak to his disciples, and to talk of them, and give them their identity, if you may? Salt, in our knowledge, is literally something that we take for granted until we start cooking, until we forget a pinch of salt on a recipe, and the food is not right. However, if we look at salt, it is really not insignificant. For that time and even now, it is one important article item in the life of the people who are sitting there listening to these words. For salt is very rare, very expensive during those times. It has to be mined from somewhere else, gathered somewhere else, and be brought in caravans by enterprising people. And once they get to the place, you know what happens. They grow rich. They have a good market for it. Salt is so important for them that even in the times of the Roman Empire, the emperor would give the soldiers a salary, a sack of salt, equivalent to silver. And from there we inherited the word salary. Every month we get it. not in terms of soul, but the money we earn. The value of salt comes to the fore in view of its very nature. I was told at the end of the earlier service by someone that, truly enough, salt in its two elements, if you separate them, they are poisonous. But if they retain their nature, it is so very pure. Salt depicts purity. And it is also said that scientists put salt to the test. And at very high degrees, salt would not melt. It retains its essence. It retains its purity. Perhaps Christ, believing in each and every one of his followers, wants them to realize that it is in your purity, it is in your strength that you are salt of the earth. You give people their strength and you challenge them to be pure because of you, your life. And when Christ said something about you as light of the world, again, he said, no one lights a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket. You know what happens if you put a lamp underneath a bushel basket? What happens? You cause a fire to happen. You burn that bushel basket. But you light a lamp and put it on top of a lampstand so that all may see. This is a call for all of us. We believe, we know. Following in the footsteps of Christ, we are light. And what does light do? Opens up everything. Clears, guides, sustains, and encourages. And I do believe that Matthew was thinking even more when he said that Christ said, you are the light of the world. Because if we are able to bridge this moment whereby Christ proclaimed it to his disciples in the Gospel of Matthew and bridge it to the very first verses of scriptures in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. The very moment of creation proclaims it so clearly. There was a void. And the Spirit and the breath of God hovers over the abyss. And then the first words were proclaimed, let there be light. And there was light. And what continues on is important. And God likes what he sees. Today, you are the light of the world. God delights, and he likes what he sees. Just to make this a little bit closer to what we are and who we are. St. Paul's, you have been salt of the earth and light of the world to me and my family. For over 10 years, I have been searching, I have been looking, searching for healing, searching for guidance. Until one day I met a caring pastor from St. Michael's here, St. Michael's the Archangel here at, may this be our blessing today.